Monday morning could be messy on Wall Street. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Investors around the globe are anxious about Friday's collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and what federal regulators might do about it.
They do have the tools to handle the current situation. They do know the seriousness of this, and they are working to try to come forward with some announcement before the markets open.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the government is working to help depositors but will not bail out the bank.
The collapse triggered the biggest bank run in U.S. history. Customers at the bank withdrew $42 billion, works out to over $1 million every single second for a period of 10 hours.
Fox's Nate Foy. Higher taxes and new social programs are just a couple of things Republicans don't like about President Biden's $6.8 trillion budget blueprint.
The president's budget took my breath away. His numbers are extraordinary. We're going to run out of digits here.
Senator John Kennedy on Fox News Sunday. The GOP has yet to unveil its own spending plan. The U.S. is reacting to claims by Iran's top diplomat that a prisoner swap between the two countries is close. The National Security Council calls that claim false, saying it will only cause more heartache for families. At least three American citizens are being held in Iranian prisons on widely disputed espionage charges. The beginning of the work week could be a snowy one in parts of the Northeast. By Wednesday, interior sections could see 2 feet of snow. In California, more rain. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you, and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
An Ohio man is facing murder charges after the bodies of three men were found bound, gagged, and shot in the head. Then they were dumped in two locations. Authorities in Summit County believe the men were kidnapped, but it's unclear why. Police arrested Elias Godino on Friday and spent part of the weekend searching his home. She calls it a misunderstanding, but police in suburban New York City say a woman used her late father's pension payments to support a lavish lifestyle.
New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says Elaine Bertolino, whose dad was Nassau County Police Detective Joseph Bertolino on Long Island, continued to collect his pension payments for 4.5 years after he died at the age of 69 back in 2014. A watchdog group says Bertolino used the checks to buy a $70,000 Mercedes-Benz and a $500,000 seven-bedroom home. The pension payments were supposed to stop upon her dad's death, but investigators say Bertolino never notified the state retirement system when her dad died. Elaine Bertolino has pled not guilty, claiming the matter was a misunderstanding. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Daylight saving time isn't the only thing that begins today. It's also the start of Sleep Awareness Week.
Losing an hour of sleep because of today's spring forward time change may have you wondering why that 60 minutes of shut-eye is so important. The National Sleep Foundation has answers in its annual Sleep in America poll. It looked at sleep and mental health and found that almost 7 in 10 U.S. adults who aren't satisfied with their sleep experience mild or greater symptoms of depression. Same goes for half of the adults who get less than the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. But it's not all bad. More than 90% of those who had high levels of healthy sleep behavior reported no significant depressive symptoms. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.